sa akin siguro ang pinaka-importante. Kumbaga, kung gusto mo maging leader, kumbaga, kalakip niyan is yung responsibility. Kasi kung isa kang leader na wala kang path, wala kang vision, wala kang pakialam sa mga tao mo, kawawa yung mga subordinates mo.
Definitely. Oo.
So, I think that is something na dapat meron ka as a leader. Maging responsible ka. Kasi nga, totoo yung sinabi mo, Sir Ray, na tayo nagtatrabaho tayo para sa mga tao natin. Hindi sila ang nagtatrabaho para sa atin.
To be a good leader, you must be a good follower. Kasi yun na yung path na ano eh, na masusundan mo. No? And yun nga, yung pinagsama-sama nating pinag-usapan kanina na it's about love pa rin. It's about love. How you love your your people, how you love the company.
Hopeless romantic talaga
soldier,
tong ating
soldier of love ito foreigner natin dito.
Yeah, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Alright, so we're now here in our third episode for our podcast. Anong pangalan ng title ng podcast natin?
What's up, Dre?
What's up, Dre? I think na-explain na natin yung ibig sabihin ng Dre, di ba?
Well, paulit nga, pre.
Oh, kasi yung first two episodes, hindi Dre, ano lang eh. De.
De lang.
De.
sorry.
Ano, Dennis and Edison. So yung kaya what's up, Dre, kasi Dennis, Ray, and Edison. Kaya lang, for tonight, ano siya, what's up, Drell.
Special
kasi
guest.
Kasi meron tayong special guest, si Lara. Yan.
Ang gagawin nito? Nasayaw. Nasayaw ka.
Oh. So, since first time natin na nandito si Ray, si Boss Ray. Yan, siyang third member.
Present ako ngayon. Sorry guys.
Ano, third member ng ating Korean band.
Akala ko Amerika.
Akala ko nung Dre.
Korean ka pala.
Ay, saya.
Ayun, so again, welcome Lara as our guest. And then Ray, since this is your pilot episode dahil wala ka yung first two. Yun, siguro as a start, baka pwede mong makwento yung backstory at saka yung background mo at ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dennis. Finally, yes, I'm here. Sorry, out of the country, but I'm here. Background. Background is formerly a simple employee. Went to Singapore for 7 years.
Simple pa yun, ha? Grabe yung simple nila, no? Iba yung simple sa kanila. Kasi ganyan yung simple sa amin, eh.
Oh, pangano lang kami sa liblib na lugar ng Batangas.
When I get back, I got back here in Philippines, nakipag-partner sa akin ng isang Singaporean, though it failed. It's an IT company also, it failed.
Okay. Anong year to? What year?
I think that was 2013 or 14.
Matagal-tagal na rin. Almost a decade ago.
Oh. Yeah, a decade ago. And of course, lahat naman tayo, dumaan sa failures and that was a failure.
Oh, yun naman ng talaga eh. Kaya bago ka mag-step up, dadaan ka sa failure. So, anong ginagawa mo na ngayon?
So, currently, I'm... Currently,
hindi, galing Singapore eh. Kaya po.
Biglang naging Korean eh. I don't know if kung pwede nang i-disclose na. Siguro bago mapanood to eh, September 1 ha.
De, bukas na agad to. Masipag tayo mag-edit eh.
Madaming time.
Ayun, so, yeah, so currently I'm CEO President, appointed CEO President ng H-Corp.
Okay.
So, thank you so much for my to all my good friends here, especially our BFF.
Sige, may mga didiscuss tayo mamaya. So ano naman sa ating special guest si Lara? Oh, ano bang background natin?
Background, so from retail. Five years sa retail. Ngayon naman nasa manpower.
Okay.
So mas pinataas ko lang yung sakit ng ulo ko. Kasi sobrang well, stressful yung sa manpower talaga. Kasi sabi nga naman sa trabaho, ang pinakamahirap i-handle tao.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Actually, in any business naman, ang main point ng business is all about the people. Actually, hindi nga ako nag-agree dun sa term na human resource. Kasi people are not a resource. It's actually, that's the point about the people, di ba? Something like that. So, ngayon nasa manpower. Oo. That's interesting. Oo. Pero bago lang, as I learned.
Fresh. Very, inaaral pa yung business.
Inaaral
industry,
pa
yung industry, bago din kasi sa industry.
Right. Okay. Boss, ikaw, ano bang, kamusta ang buhay-buhay natin so far?
Tambay pa rin po. Well, ganun pa rin. Tuloy pa rin yung ating thriving business na Pule Premium Craft Beer. No? Mm. So, baka narinig nyo na yan. So, available po kami online. Check nyo lang kami sa Lazada and Shopee ngayon.
Yun, pati Shopee pala.
Yes, meron.
Meron na tayo sa Shopee.
Nasa TikTok na rin pala ako.
Hindi nga, seriously.
Oo, nasa TikTok na rin ako. Search ko lang.
Nice.
Edison Subala. So, magsawa kayo sa mukha ko, tapos bumili na rin kayo ng beer.
So, nandun nasa TikTok shop?
Nasa TikTok shop na rin siya.
That's nice.
Set up na natin.
Ayun, so hanapin nyo lang, Puli Beers, TikTok shop.
Ay, ikaw naman, boss. Tanong ka ng tanong eh.
Well, okay naman ako. FYI lang, yun nga, I'll be traveling next week.
Wow!
Ito nga, medyo nagkaroon ako ng konting anxiety dahil yung balita nga na very strict ngayon sa immigration.
Correct.
Na madaming mga hinihingi na pag, halimbawa, wala kang sponsor as a tourist, you have to provide certain documents. Siyempre, yung basic is yung dapat may return ticket ka.
Correct.
Yun naman talagang ever since basic yun eh. Pero I think nadagdag na yung family picture.
Family picture. Kailangan
ng certificate of employment.
Kung diploma.
Yun. Kailangan mag-prepare ng bank statement, bank certificate, ano pa ba?
Tatanong pa pre kung government employee ka.
Ayun, oo.
I don't know kung ano ang bearing nun.
Hindi, kasi dati kasi I've worked with the government as well eh.
Okay.
Pag ikaw lalabas ka ng bansa as a government employee, kailangan kasi meron kang tinatawag na travel order. So, yun yung ire-require nila naman sa'yo. Kasi ito, pinapayagan ka talaga ng opisina mo na bumiyahe ka.
Has it been even for pleasure?
Oo.
In my case kasi, yung pag-alis ko, kasama ko rin yung anak ko. So, pag minor, actually he's 15, may mga additional document I think kailangan nung...
Dalin mo lang yung resibo, enrolled. Babalik ko, enrolled.
Yung enrollment, tapos kailangan may letter nung mother, kasi hindi kasama yung mother. Kailangan may letter na authorizing... your child na kasama na wala siya, something like that.
Basta minor. Okay.
Ganun. Tapos yun nga yung proof of enrollment, ang daming mga ganun. Kasi daming na-offload ngayon eh.
Correct.
Iba kasi ang impluensya ng TikTok eh. Pag doon po na makakaroon ka ng anxiety, kakaparoon ng TikTok. Dami nga lumalabas eh. Ano ba yung mga... Ang sabi nila, there's normally kasi 'di ba may passport tapos may boarding pass. Ang one technique dapat yung document na dala mo, huwag mong isasama lahat na nakatago. Kasi pag nakalabas siya, obvious na parang meron kang parang defensive ka
may
ba
para ready kang sagutin.
Parang prepared ka. So dapat casual lang na yeah, boarding pass. Pag hinanap, tsaka mo kunin yan. So, yun yung mga ngayon, current events.
Correct.
Okay, so, pero, tips, do's and don'ts, guys.
Ito, kaalis mo lang, galing kang Taiwan eh. Hindi ka ba, wala naman tanong masyado.
Well, hindi nila maintindihan kung Pinoy ako, hindi, sa totoo lang.
Well, that's first time, sir.
Tinitingnan ako ng mga officers, eh. Totoo, hindi nga.
Correct.
So, the only question I had, yun nga, are you a government employee?
Okay. No. Pero inanapan ka ng ID or company ID?
Hindi naman.
Ah, good. At saka pag may history ka naman ng travel, most of the time, nakita nila.
Nakita nila pala.
Hindi ka natatanungin. Saka may mga visa ka, may mga tatak ng passport
mo. No?
Oo. Pero yun nga, despite na ganun, syempre, magkakaroon ko pa rin ng konting anxiety kasi sayang yung, di ba, nagumasos ka ng hotel, ng ticket, tapos i-offload ka lang.
Oo nga, totoo
correct,
naman.
Correct.
Oh. Yun din ang worry ko eh.
Speaking of yung mga anxiety sa social media, alam nyo ba, nung pandemic, sobrang parang walang lumalabas na magandang balita nun.
Oh, yeah.
Alam, ginawa ko nun? Talagang in-unfollow ko yung... Sorry ah, pero in-unfollow ko yung mga news network.
Correct.
Kasi talagang detrimental siya sa mental health ko eh.
Oo nga.
Alam mo, meron ka ng sarili mong laban, tapos makikita mo pa, doon daming namamatay, tapos daming nangyayaring masama. Parang,
true.
Hindi, tsaka yun, kasi sa bagay, yung mga news, wala naman silang content na maisip kundi correct. Pandemic. Dahil correct. Yun ang main news eh, di ba?
Yes.
So, syempre, the more that they parang threaten the community, the people, the more, you know, engagement na makukuha nila. So,
totoo.
Business pa rin ng...
Yes, correct. As usual.
Business as usual. No? Ayun, so, ano bang natin na main topic? Last, I think nung first episode natin, we talk about failure and success. And then, yung second natin na episode is about time management. Habits.
Yes.
So, I think na-mention natin, since na-mention ni Ray, na he was like recently appointed as a leader in an organization.
Leadership.
Let's talk about leadership.
People management.
Let's do that.
So, tama, sakto kasi merong nasa manpower.
Manager. Ayun.
Operations head ka doon,
Ayun. Very interesting.
Okay, ako naman yung mic kasi ikaw talaga magsasalita.
So... Sige, first question. What's your definition of leadership, madam?
Well, for me, kasi siyempre, ang leader, pinaka-best talaga is lead by example.
Yeah, model the way.
Yes, kumbaga, you should be yung influence. You influence your people, hindi ikaw na-influensya ng mga tao mo.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, sa akin kasi, once you napakita mo sa akin na yung best leadership na pwede mong ibigay sa kanila. Madali na yung they will follow you, they will respect you. Kasi ang leadership kasi hindi yan sa dahil your title, the manager, the supervisor, or head.
Correct.
It is something na you earn kasi maayos yung trabaho mo. Yes. Kasi hindi naman talaga, lalo na kapag pumasok ka sa industry na yung mga kasama mo, sobrang tagal na nandun.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi siya simple. Kahit pa ikaw pa yung mas head sa kanila. Kasi madalas may mga attitude. Mm-hmm. Talagang minsan mag-aalyansa pa sila against you.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi siya nawawala sa mga ganung businesses. Parang nagkakaroon talaga ng politika within the
correct. In your company now, around how many people are you managing?
Bali, currently kasi sa operations parang nasa 9. Tapos sa HR, nasa 14 kami currently. So, parang nasa 45 yung headcount namin right now eh.
I see. Dami din, madami din.
Oo, madami. Kaya minsan, hindi ko nga sure kung ilan ba talaga kami sa sobrang dami. Kasi hindi rin kasi sila yung tipong lahat nasa office.
Correct.
Yung iba nasa mga field.
Oo, remote.
Ikot, yun.
Kasi manpower, parang they are employed under your company pa rin.
Uh-oh.
Pero they are like assigned to your client.
Yes.
Something like that. So, yung payroll nila is under your company?
Yes po.
Parang ganun. Okay. I think that's, if you ask me, yun din yung sasabihin ko eh. It's more of modeling the way. Kasi once you are doing what you preach, yun talaga yung susundan nila eh, di ba? You kasi yung sabi ka ng sabi ng you do this, this should be the mindset, pero ikaw hindi ka naman ganun,
right, diba? Right.
Ayun. Sige, so ikaw sir, Ray. Yes. Ano bang what's your main ano? What's your definition of leadership?
For me, ito talaga ano ko eh, matagal ko nang kinikip sa akin na I'm keeping it. I'm always sharing it naman, guys. No? Sa lagi kong sinasabi na to be a good leader, you must be a good follower. Sometimes kasi
that's right.
We want to be a good leader pero ayon naman natin sumunod eh. Hindi tayo dumadaan sa ganun. Gusto natin lead agad eh. Oh, unless you're born with a silver spoon. Diba? Or better yet, gold.
Gold spoon. Oo nga.
No, yan. Lagi ko pinangahawakan. Need to be a good leader. So, siguro yan na nagdala sa akin dito. At first kasi, I always look forward sa mga tao na dapat kong sundan. So, ginawa ko yun, ganun muna. Sunod muna ako ng sunod. And then, that's why sinasabi nila na sometimes, not all the time eh, na mas successful pa yung follower kaysa sa mentor eh. Sometimes, ganun. Or, minsan madalas din eh. Bakit? Kasi finalaw niya yung mentor niya which is successful na. Dinagdagan pa niya. So, yun yung lagi ko pinangahawakan.
Actually, it's no different din yung sinasabi natin na parang you're modeling your the way ano kasi yun nga kung gusto mo mag follow yung ano mo yung people kailangan mag follow ka din di ba
yes
di ba so pero yeah I think my question is for Boss Ed ano do you think a leader is ano is a leader parang born or
made
well I've always believed no that a leader's are made.
Okay.
Kasi ako, I am not a... Wala ka sa star section.
Okay.
So, hindi ako pinanganak na ganun. So, okay. The expectation is, ano, is lower.
Correct.
They do not expect you to lead people. But, you know, I believe leadership is a skill that can be learned. And it can be trained.
Pero nung bata ka, kasi di ba normally, during grade school, sasabihin ng teacher na, oh, gawa kayo ng group, build a group of 4 or group of 5, no? When you're in grade school, parang naturally ba, parang ikaw yung nagli-lead or...
No. When I was younger, ano lang ako, as in, sumasabay lang ako. I ride the wave. Yun nga, I mean, sabi ni Boss Ray, sunod lang na sunod. I was a follower back then na sige, kasi niya lang ako dalhin. And then, I try to provide my best output. Yun lang. Yun na yung pinakatulong ko eh.
Okay, so it's not really natural na...
Oo, kasi ever since, hindi ako confident eh. Hindi ako confident. It parang siguro, nagkaroon na lang ng time na I think that was leaders are made kasi right. Napansin ko yan yung confidence ko nag-boost when I trained for COCC yung preparation sa CAT officer
CAT,
yun doon na boost yung confidence ko
okay
tapos nagtuloy-tuloy na siya naging walang yan na ako nung fourth year.
All right. By the way hindi po nila natin natatanong si Boss Ed po ay president ng JCI.
Yes. This year. May 1 year to lead.
Tanawan kami. Chapter?
Tanawan, Laubini. JCI, Tanawan, Laubini chapter.
Oh, so, you know, you're really practicing leadership now, ano?
Yes,
with your business at the same time sa JCI.
Actually, nung naging ano nga ako ng JCI, when I was a member, nagbago ang definition ko ng leadership. And that is to develop and then that is to provide development opportunities
correct
that empower people to create positive change.
I see. Oh. Pero leadership, is that something you really wanna do at this stage?
Yes.
So, it's your choice talaga na gusto mong maging leader now?
Yes. Wow.
That's interesting.
Kasi, you, ang goal ko na kasi ngayon is to, you know, is to create, masarap kasi makakita ng tao na nabago mo.
Mm.
Alam mo yun?
Nice, nice.
Yung aside dun sa naka-provide ka ng service to your clients and all, ang pinaka masarap kasing pakiramdam is yung eto, yung dating ganto, eto na siya. Alam mo yun? He's now realizing his dreams. Mm. Yun yung success para sa akin eh.
Same.
Diba?
Correct.
I think sa kanya ganun din.
Oo. Ayun, so... naubusan na ng tanong.
actually, totoo yun. Kasi, syempre as a leader, you see potential to your people, di ba?
Correct.
Kasi ako noon before as a store manager, like, for example, meron akong tao noon before, he started as a doorman. Taga-bukas ng pinto, taga-check ng bag. Tapos, nakita ko, kumakausap siya sa mga customer kasi madaming customer. So, merong hindi na-assist. So, in-assist niya. So, he took the initiative na mag-assist. Tapos, magugulat ka kasi alam niya yung sinasabi niya about the watches. Tapos,
kasi nasa watch, ano kayo, di ba?
Retail. Nasa retail. Ayan, oh, hello, Casio family. Hello.
Ay, Casio.
Ayan.
G-Shock.
Yes, G-Shock. So, ayan kasi, talagang he took the initiative na aralin. As in, nanonood siya ng mga YouTube, kina-check niya yung mga features ng mga watch. Tapos hanggang sa, from being a doorman, naging sales, naging watch consultant siya. So sabi ko, pwede pa yan hanggang sa nagkakashare na siya. Ngayon, naging team leader na siya. Tapos, actually, before that, na doorman siya, he started the way back kasi hindi siya tapos ng high school. So, nagkakwento siyang trabaho lang niya before. Yung mga nag-iipon ng mga ano, kanyang baboy. Ganun kababa. Ganun lang sila dati. Ganun lang kasimple yung buhay niya.
Ang tawag namin sa Lucena niya, Quezon, is lino. Alam niyo ba yan? Kanyang baboy, lino.
may ganun sa inyo sa ano?
Sa Quezon, Lucena.
Ayan. So, dun siya nag-start. Tapos ngayon, supervisor na siya sa store. So yun, so na-define niya yung odds na hanggang dun lang siya.
Pero may mga cases din talaga na a certain person, hindi talaga nila gusto maging leader, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, like for example, in our case sa IT.
Same, yeah.
Actually, like, tinatanong ko yan lagi. Di ba? Ano bang path ang gusto mong puntahan? Gusto mo maging programmer na lang for the rest of your life? Or gusto mo mag-manage? Or gusto mo mag-business? Di ba? Something like that. Pero most of them, ang naririnig kong sagot is gusto lang nila maging programmer for the rest of their life. Which is, I don't think it's wrong, di ba? Kung doon ka namang masaya, di ba?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, umabot ako sa ganyan. Coming from the experience talaga ng operations. Dadating ka sa time na okay na ako sa ginagawa ko eh.
Correct.
Gamay mo na. Kaya lang, there will come to a point na you want to be heard as well.
Right. No.
So, in order for you to be heard, you must be a leader.
Right.
So, you have to aim higher.
Yeah.
No. So, ako, nandun ako. Kasi ngayon, ang ano ko naman, I have so many, because of the experience I had, I have so many ideas that it can only be realized pag ako na yung nakaupo.
Right.
Diba? Right. Diba sabi, huwag ka muna magreklamo, umupo ka muna. Tsaka mo, ano yung mga reklamo mo. Kasi, at the end of the day, kung nandun ka sa baba, eh, para ka lang latang walang laman. Ang ingay mo.
Yeah. Correct. So, pero in any case, I think, we all agree na, for the sake of our audience, no, na, ibig sabihin, if you choose not to be a leader, there's nothing wrong in choosing that.
Wala naman. Oh. Correct. Yes.
Ano lang, pero kung gusto mo maging leader, you have to have a reason or a purpose kung bakit gusto mo maging leader.
Yes.
Diba? So, having said that, ikaw, Boss Ray, ano bang reason mo bakit gusto mong maging leader?
I don't know. Sa akin kasi, kabaliktaran kasi nung sayo, pre.
Okay.
my mother is a teacher kasi. So, I grew up with high expectations eh.
So, di ko alam yan eh. Ko lang nalaman na teacher nga, pala si
pre, sa totoo tita. Lang, ayan, nakikinig mga audience. Pressure kasi yun. Ano ako eh, hindi ko ugali na pinobroadcast ko kung ano yung meron ako. Kung halimbawa eh, matalino pala ako pero hindi ko sinasabi. Naging president pala ako pero hindi ko sinasabi. Leader pala ako ng school pero hindi ko sinasabi yan.
Ayun ang ano mo.
Yeah, pero madalas kasi ganun doon ako napupunta.
Oh, parang yung Samsung Fold mo, hindi mo sinabi. Oo nga. Gulat kami.
Naka-Samsung, sabi ko kailan kaya ako magkakaroon niya. Sabi kayo. Samsung Fold.
Pero hindi, kasi yun nga yung path na napapapunta sa akin. And really, yung nararamdaman ko kasi, if I feel na sa someone's ano eh, standing up para maging leader, no? Pero I see na yung point niya is mali na and I needed to guide him for a better output, no? Nag-step up ako. Nag-i-step up ako. I really step up. Hindi ko hinahayaan na gano'n na lang. The problem with that is parang gusto mong palabasin na mas tama yung sa'yo. Eh. Pero ginagawa ko naman yun pag alam kung tama lang talaga. Hindi to prove a point. So, ganun lang. Kaya ako napapunta sa leadership is I think doon talaga ako dinadala. If I see there's something wrong and I see na mas tama yung sa akin, yun. Step up ako and then, yeah.
Ako naman, ang experience ko dyan, nung going back to my childhood, yung nabanggit ko nga, no, every time yung teacher sinabi, magbuo kayo ng group. Most of the time, hindi ako sumasali. Gusto ko lang mag-isa. So, siguro, yun ang difference natin siguro.
Oo, iba-iba
na talaga, no? Yung sinabi mo kasi parang hindi ka ganun ka-confident. Ano? Ako kasi, lalo na sa technical side, pag technical like math o kaya science, hindi ako masyadong, kaya parang meron akong kumpiyansa na I think kaya ko naman mag-isa, hindi na ako bubuo ng group, ganyan-ganyan.
So, para ano ka, you are your own island.
Parang ganun, no? So, naturally, anong nangyayari, dahil kailangan daw at least two eh, or three, di ba? So,
so, parang napinitan ka pa.
Napinitan. So, parang ganun. Meron akong natural na, yun nga, gusto ko mag-isa. Ngayon, kung naniniwala kayo sa akin, sumunod na lang kayo sa akin. Parang ganun. So, I don't know the reason why, pero yun yung nasa DNA ko eh.
Na-curious ako, ano IQ rating mo, boss? Piling ko nasa 200 to.
Hindi, to be honest, like, nung bata ako kasi, yung brother ko, yung kuya ko, siya talaga yung nag-excel sa academics. Ako, hindi ako masyadong parang nag-aim ng kailangan mag-excel, kailangan mag-top. Basta sa akin, basta makapasa, okay lang.
Diyan same tayo.
Oo, basta makapasa, okay lang. Pero yun nga, without thinking of those ano variables or factors, basta naturally gusto ko lang na ako lang.
Pero, ayaw, boss, no, boss Edison, no? Yung totoo, I have high expectations sa sarili ko. No? Pero nang nakilala ko si Dennis, pre, sa kanya lang ako nagsalut.
Oh, ganon?
Hindi, alam mo naman yung pre na
thank you, Beshi.
Bihira ako magsalut kasi sa tao. Pero pagdating kay Dennis, nagsalut talaga ako sa kanya. Sabi ko, above yung level nito. Hindi naman. Totoo yung pre, totoo yun.
Actually, kaya ako sinasabi, ano, at that time kasi yung kapatid ko nga talaga siya yung nag-excel. Lumalaban yun sa mga math competition, sa programming, pinapadala, national competition talaga, sa mga chess, ganyan. So, somehow siguro na-inspire din ako sa kanya when it comes to achieving something, no? And hindi, I don't think na parang meron akong awareness na magaling ako. Na-realize ko na lang yan nung nag-college na. Na nung pag nagbibigay ng practical exam sa programming, sabi ko, parang sinosolve ko siya in minutes. Tapos ako lagi nakakatapos. Sabi ko, parang lahat sila di pa tapos. Parang ang dali lang nung problem. Ang tawag namin, machine problem, MP. Tapos eh, so natatapos ko ngayon yung mga katabi ko, nakikita nila tapos na to ha. Sabi pakopya nga. So sige, pasok mo yung disket mo diyan, bahala ka diyan.
Disket pa noon.
Disket.
Yung 144. 144 MB.
Ayun. So well,
mas inabot ko pa yung mas malaki noon, bro.
Yeah. So sa akin parang ano eh, hindi ako naturally na may skills sa leadership. Pero I think na I was born ano talaga, a leader.
A leader.
Tapos na improve ko na lang siya along the way.
Along the way.
Over time, oo. Siyempre nagbasa-basa na rin ako ng leadership, etc. Ayun. Ayun.
Right. So lumalabas pala dito. Kami ay born, ikaw ay
made lang.
Made. So trat lang. So, ako not lang. Lang, walang
so born ka rin. So ako lang yung trying hard dito.
Walang lang, walang trying hard. Walang wrong or right doon, pre. Do you agree?
Yes, kasi ano eh, walang wrong or right. 100% agree, no? Kasi at the end of the day, kaya yung tanong ko kanina, hindi la, sabihin, hindi mali na piliin na na hindi sila mag-lead, eh, 'di ba? Ngayon, if you choose to lead, regardless kung born ka or yun nga, as long as meron kang determination to be a leader, eh talagang darating ka to that point. Eh.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, exactly. Ako naman, I believe, no, as long as you have a deeper purpose of why you are doing it.
Right, right.
Then it you will create ripples. Eh.
Correct, correct.
Ripples of change 'yan eh. Right. Somehow you'll influence people.
Oo.
'Di ba? Itong ginagawa natin. Mm. I mean, we are leaders in our own ways. Kasi somehow, listeners, viewers, they'll get a piece or two dito sa mga sinasabi nating di ko alam kung paniwalaan yun. Kung hindi. Di ba?
So, ang tanong ko is this, ano? So, alam naman natin, and I think everyone experienced this, na ang ideal setup ng isang organization or isang group or department, dapat pareho kayo ng mag-isip eh. Mm. Dapat you are parang synchronized. Parang banda, di ba? Lahat nasa should be in tune and what not, ano.
Mm.
So, what do you do if one of your members is, ano, wala sa tono? Di ba? Ano yung mga tips na, you know, you can share with us pag yung member mo nga is somehow hindi sumusunod or laging absent or, you know, toxic kasama and whatnot. So, what are the tips that you can share? Sige, ano na lang. Paikot.
Alam mo kasi, yung question na yun ay napakahirap sagutin. It's really tricky, yeah. Oo, it's really tricky. Kasi, sa management kasi, when we're talking about management, iba't ibang tao eh. And that's correct, the conflict eh, nagkakaroon ng sinasabi mong ganyan eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Na sumasala sa tune.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kaya tayo nandun eh. Mm-hmm. Pag sumasala ang tune, tayo ang nagtotono niyan.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, what I do is I approach the person. Pero before that, I get to know him. I get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi based on that, based on our experience, alam natin yung approach na gagawin dun sa tao eh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, for example, maraming difficult person, management term, no? Alam niyo naman na maraming difficult person kaysa dun sa matino eh. Sa totoo lang, no?
Totoo. So,
that's why kaya tayo naging leaders, alam natin paano i-manage yung mga tao na yan. Okay, so correct. For me, ganon, kinikilala ko muna yung tao, and then from there, iniisip ko ano yung approach na gagawin sa kanya.
Mm.
And then, by experience, ibibigay ko yung words na kailangan niya.
Mm.
I don't know. I cannot say any exact words for now, pero ganun yung ginagawa ko.
So, in other words, tinatalagang kinakausap mo heart to heart?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's needed kasi. Hindi tayo pwedeng, ano dito, silent ano eh.
Right, right.
Diba?
Ikaw ano, silent boss Ed? Treatment.
Well, ako, guilty ako dyan, ano? Kasi when I started puli.
Sige.
I've met a lot of difficult people. Actually, ano?
Parang kilala ko yung iba dyan.
Hindi, ako naman, feeling ko, it's part of the learning curve. As me being a young entrepreneur or a young leader. So feeling ko naman lahat tayo dadaan talaga dyan sa learning curve na yan. No? So, kaya ako, yan, yung mga nangyaring yan, that led me to studying neuro-linguistic programming.
NLP.
Because, NLP. Because it's not always about the other person. It is about you as well. On how you perceive him. On how you see the other person. So, I think yung NLP taught me how to deal with these difficult people in such a way na you get to be more emphatic. You try to understand empathy. Them very well. No?
Correct, correct.
And compassionate as well.
Yeah.
Tama yung ginagawa ni Boss Ray. You try to talk to him. Kasi at the end of the day, it's all about communication. And
right.
The other person being difficult is because you are having miscommunication. No? So, yun lang talaga yung ano. Kaya lang, ang yun nga yung naging mali ko before that I really admit, hindi ko talaga sila kinakausap directly. So, sabi ko hindi ko na to ulitin.
You just tolerate it.
Tolerate it and then hindi ko na namamalayan na lumalala yung ano yung situation and
right.
All. No, so, ngayon, as much as possible, I try to be more open to the other person. Ngayon, kung, yan, nakausap mo na in all, pag hindi, ostracize. sorry, wala. You don't live with the values of the organization, so goodbye. Parang right, ganun right. Na tayo. As in, kasi, I mean, sa akin ngayon, ha, if it is good for sacrifice yourself if it's for the good of the group.
Right, right.
Kasi isa ka lang naman eh. Di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
So sa akin, ganun siya. I mean, kung babalikan ko yung military training, part yun ng SOP, Standard Operating Procedure.
Yeah.
If it is for the good of the group, I will sacrifice myself.
True, true.
Di ba? So ganun. Okay. Ako, ganun ko na siya nakikita ngayon. So sabi ko,
habang strike 1, 2, 3 yan?
Well, malapit na.
Si Madam, ikaw Madam, anong take mo dyan?
Sa ganyan kasi, syempre, kapag meron isang member na parang nawawala siya sa landas niya, siguro ang best way kasi dyan is back to the basics. Kumbaga, maganda na i-orient mo siya ulit, i-reorient. Pakulang lang siya sa reorientation, kaya nawawala na siya sa ano, sa business eh. Kumbaga, kasi iba na yung nasa isip niya. More on ego.
Right.
Diba? Kasi hindi nawawala sa tayo yung mga ego, yung pride.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Natural yan.
So, kailangan na ma-reorient siya back to the basics. Ano bang mission natin dito? Kumbaga, syempre, ano yung goal natin dito sa business? Kumbaga, once maset uli natin yun, ano ba yung dapat gawin na daily daily activities? So, pag napag-usapan naman yun, most likely, babalik na uli siya sa dati. Kung hindi talaga, eh, kailangan na talagang pukumay
pa. Yung sinasabi ni Boss. Oh. Anong
pagkakasabi mo, baka ikaw magkaroon ng trabaho dito.
Right, right, right. Actually, yung lahat ng mga ano nyo, inputs nyo is ano on point naman lahat. Eh. Diba? So, yung sinasabi mo na ano na kilalanin mo yung tao, si Boss naman is ano, i-terminate. Yan. Tapos si Lara naman is yun nga, yung about talagang alignment. Ano? Alignment. In my case naman, yung piggybacking on ano, sinasabi ni Boss, nakilalanin mo yung tao. Siguro, if we dive deeper on that, yung mga tao, ako kasi nung when I was younger, ang tendency ko is that parang naiinis ako dun sa tao because parang bakit ba hindi ko to pareho mag-isip?
Yes.
Di ba?
Frustrating.
And
natutunan ko na kasi yun.
And I learned na talaga palang naturally hindi kayo pare-pareho. Di ba? So you have to find that yung parang strength niya. Kasi may mga taong may mga taong parang task oriented. So ibig sabihin pag dinictate mo yung sasabihin, magagawa niya talaga yung trabaho basta idikta mo. Meron namang mga tao na independent, di ba? Na kahit hindi mo idikta yung ano, gagawin niya independently. Tapos medyo innovative siya in doing those things, di ba? minsan, yun nga, nami-misaligned din dahil yung innovation na ginagawa niya is somehow not aligned na with the purpose of your company. So that's your role or job as a leader. Dapat i-align mo lahat eh. Diba? May mga visionary, may mga task-oriented, meron namang creative. Yun, iba na namang, that's a different animal, yung creative na tao. Diba?
Pwede ba natin baltan yung naman, animal?
So, ang creative naman, ano yan, pag binigyan mo ng detailed task yan, I don't think, ano yan.
Mag-follow siya sa, ano,
siya doon.
Sa procedure.
So, correct. Iba-iba eh. Diba? Iba-iba. So, kailangan mong i-align isa-isa, depende dun sa role niya.
Pero, okay. Ang question ko is, yes, that's true. No, that's correct. But, how are you going to go over that in a very small organization wherein, isa lang akong visionary, isa lang siyang task-oriented, isa lang siyang creative, isa lang siyang ano. So that's a different type of setting na paano to? Paano tayo magmi-meeting? Magkakaiba tayo ng utak.
Yun nga, I think it depends on the role. Eh. Yeah. It depends on the position of the person.
If yung
the
position, diba, pre?
Yung position ng person, for example, is a clerk. Diba? Naturally, yung clerk should be task-oriented. Diba? Ngayon, kung ang hinire mo is creative, I don't think he or she is fit in that role. So, doon ngayon papasok yung tinatawag na recasting. Kumbaga sa, ano, sa filmmaking, may mga cast ka, hindi siya nag-fit sa character, i-recast mo siya sa ibang role, di ba? Something like that. Kung hindi siya bagay na bida, gawin mo siyang kontrabida, di ba? Something like that. So I think yun yun eh. Pero nakukuha ko yung point mo na somehow dapat flexible sila eh.
Yes.
The problem is parang pinipilit mong may, ipasok siya dun sa role na yun, hindi naman talaga siya for that eh.
May idadagdag ako dyan sa sinabi mong yan, Boss Dennis. No? I had an experience kasi na may pinipilit kaming i-promote as a manager. Pero ayaw niya. So, we promoted her as a manager. Kaya lang talaga hindi siya effective as a manager. Binalik namin siya doon sa role niya. Mas effective talaga siya doon. So, ganun kasi. Minsan kasi yun yung role na talagang fit siya eh.
Oo. Panalo siya doon kasi may increase pero demotion.
Right.
Yun lang.
Pero going back dun sa point mo kanina, startup kasi talagang lean yan eh, di ba? Na wala kang magagawa kundi maging, ano sila eh, parang multi-role, multitasking eh, di ba? So, yun, hahanapin mo yung taong ganun din, di ba? Yung start, pag nasa startup environment ka, dapat yung mga tao mo parang entrepreneurial din mag-isip eh. Which is somehow difficult din to so to recruit or to source that type of person, di ba? So, kung hindi talaga, yun nga, kung gusto mo ng ganun, kailangan mong maghanap ng taong ganun din ang mindset. Yun, that's my take on it. Ano? Pero that's the hard truth. for me, that's my opinion. Ayun.
May add lang ako siguro. Kasi siguro ang importante dyan, kumbaga, isa yung goal nyo. Hindi man kayo pare-parehas yung strengths nyo. Kasi siguro yung notice ko lang doon sa dati kong mga boss, magkaiba talaga sila ng ugali. Para silang mag-asawa na kapag galit yung isa taga-kalma. Kasi pag may pinagalitan silang empleyado, yung isa galit, tapos yung isa, hindi, sige, pagpasensyahan mo na yan, ganyan. Laging vice versa silang ganun. Kumbaga, nakakatuwa lang kasi parang they know kung paano tatantsahin yung mga ugali nila based dun sa isa. So, para talaga silang mag-asawa. Yung isa more on ideas, plano, tapos yung isa naman more on execution. So, kumbaga, magkaiba sila, but they work well. Without having a lot of arguments kasi hindi sila nagmamatch dun sa mga gusto nilang gawin sa business.
Right.
Diba? So, kung ano yung gusto nilang i-push.
Tama ka dun sa term mo na parang ano eh, yung when you are hiring a person, it's no different getting into a relationship pag-asawa. Diba? Siyempre, kailangan mo rin tanungin, what's your preference? ano ba yung, who are you as a person, di ba? So when you do your interview, hindi lang yung hard skills ang kailangan mong tanungin, but also soft skills. Which is somehow, ano din, syempre, kung ano yung tanong mo sa kanila, sasabihin nila na kung ano yung gusto mong marinig, di ba? Malalaman mo na lang talaga pagka nag-overtake. Kaya nga sabi nila, you hire fast, but you terminate faster.
Correct. yung training nila, focus on firing.
Magaling, correct, magaling, correct. Magaling.
To create a culture, focus on firing.
Correct, correct. Oh, kasi kung ito tolerate mo yan, ano eh, unfair yan sa company at the same time, unfair din dun sa yung mga tao nagtatrabaho. Yes. Diba?
First-hand experience.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Yan talaga yun.
Hindi, pero ako kasi, I mean, tama yung angulo, no? Pero I think that works best for an organization with a solid structure and framework already. Mm. Diba? Kasi kahit hindi tayo nagkakaige, okay lang. Mm. Kasi alam ko yung trabaho ko eh. Mm. Alam mo yung trabaho mo. So, magwo-work yung organization at the end of the day. Diba? Mm. Kaya lang, the problem comes when it's a very small organization. Mm. Diba? When ilan lang kayo, wala pa kayo 10, tapos kayo lang. Diba? So, ang question ko is, how do you empower these people that is not the same as your wavelength?
Ang sagot ko dyan kasi is ano eh, talagang kailangan mo silang bigyan ng high level na purpose mission. Ano ba yung reason kung bakit nag-exist yung organization mo?
Yes, yes.
Kailangan mong ipaliwanag sa kanila yun na you're going into this direction. Yun ang challenge ng leader eh.
Yes.
Paano mo sasabihin na papunta ka sa direction na to?
And also, pre, as a leader, you need to do a mind setting, pre. Mm. Mind setting in addition to what Dennis said, na we are not all at the same level. You'll have to accept the fact na yun yung level niya eh. Hindi mo pwedeng itapat sa level mo yun. Eh di, lahat na lang kayo leader pag tinapat mo sa level yan. So you'll have to accept the fact na yun yung level niya.
Kasi kung i-level mo siya sa'yo, magtatayo na lang yun ang sarili ng politiya.
Exactly.
Diba? Magtatayo ng sariling crab beer yun.
Yes. Pero kasi, ang akin naman kasi is more of parang initiative. How do you deal with people na walang initiative? Kasi,
actually, yan isang common problem, boss, eh. Kasi, employee kasi yan, eh. Kung siguro yung kikitain nila is pareho nung kinikita mo, most likely, magiging ganun ng mindset nila. Magkaiba eh, dahil iba yung, it comes with a price, kumbaga.
Hindi, sila lang yung kumikita actually.
Ibang usapan na yan, pre.
Sila pa yung
pero sometimes, pre, I've been in a few business, eh, no? And until now, nag-exist pa nga yung business na yun eh. Two businesses na...
Oh, hindi kasi, yeah, for the sake of the audience, meron ka ding yung mga corporate giveaways, tama?
Yes, yes. Oh. And some kind Lash and Bros and...
yung ano, sa Glota. Personal care business. Care.
So, yun nga. Dumarating sa point, buti nga buhay pa kami dahil sa dumaan kami ng pandemic eh. Diba? Pero dumating sa point na nag-exist ang negosyo namin just because of these people.
Mm.
Yeah, wala na kaming kinikita eh. Kasi nga, let's accept the fact na tayo, malaki na ang ano natin eh. Ang overhead natin as bosses eh, di ba? Pero ito lang yung level na kunala. This is what I'm saying. So, dumarating yung point na for the love of the company, for the love of the people, and yung expectation man sa kanila, ay yun lang kasi talaga sila. You love them eh. And you set that expectation. We exist for them sometimes. Ako, I did for quite some time na. No? We exist for them talaga. And people don't understand that. Yung totoo, they won't understand that. Pero, we as bosses, yun, tayo magre-reach out sa kanila talaga. not leveling our ano ourselves to them, no.
Mm.
Reaching out to them, ano yung level nila, pre? Mm. Ano yung level nila na ito ang kaya kong ipaunawa sa iyo sa level mong yan.
Mm.
Okay. Siguro dahil doon sa pinaunawa mo sa kanya, dahil yun ang level niya, maintindihan yun kasi yun ang level niya. Pero pre, pag pinaunawa mo sa kanila, no, na yung mindsetting mo na as a boss, di nila maintindihan yung pre. They've never been there pa eh.
Mm. May hirap pigain dahil
yes. Yun ang nagsabi, di ba? Malungkot sa taas. Malungkot sa taas, di ba?
That lonely comes to my question. That comes to my question naman. I have a question.
Yeah.
So, we've been a leader for quite a long time na. Hindi na quite some time eh, no?
Mm.
As a leader naman, where do you pull or get your powers na? Kasi minsan, you get down. You get pulled down. So, kayo.
I think kailangan niyang panoorin yung second episode. Nandun lahat lang sa katika.
Ah, okay, okay. I'm sorry na out of the country tayo niyan.
Upset ka kasi.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
panoorin yung second episode. Well, ako din.
Ang quick answer kasi doon is talagang ano yan eh. Yung talagang isa-psych mo yung sarili mo. Ano. Kasi it's a battle within eh. Kung paano ka mag-motivate. And I think yung napag-usapan natin last time is more of, yun nga, really defining your purpose as a person and purpose nung business mo para ma-motivate ka to, you know, do these things.
Oh, and I think it's a good value to have as well is yung grit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, amidst the challenges and you know, kung ano mang nangyayari dyan sa paligid, is your willingness to do.
Yung fierceness and grit. Eh. Oh. Parang pagkanta lang yan, di ba? May grit na tinatawag sa pagkanta.
Oh, diba, parang nabanggit ko nga yun sa last episode, sabi ni Steve Jobs, di ba? Yung mga entrepreneurs, crazy yan. Kasi sila lang gumagawa ng paulit-ulit na bagay na hindi na reasonable sa ibang tao eh. Diba?
I think yung tamang pag pinrofile mo yung mga different personality, the entrepreneur kasi sila yung shapers eh. Di yung sineshape nila yung ano eh, yung organization into something. Ngayon, I think yung to your point kanina na we want all our people to be shapers. The problem is if lahat sila maging shaper, yung ibang legwork na kailangan gawin sa company is hindi sila maging effective. Eh. You cannot be a shaper at the same time doing the task-oriented na nature ng work. Kasi pag task-oriented ka, it's really also difficult naman to be innovative and to shape your organization. So as a leader, kailangan mong, yun nga, maset yung direction para magawa nila yung things na they are strong.
Yes.
Yun.
Siguro nga, I mean, I have to admit as well, no? Na siguro I really did micromanage at some point because I'm not seeing things the way I wanted to see. You know? So, hindi ko gusto yung nangyari. So, might as well ako na humawak nito. Pero, kasi umabot ako sa punto na sobra ako nagtiwala na binigay ko yung trabaho and all. No? But then, same she's happened eh. So ngayon parang saan ako dapat lumugar, no? Ang hirap ng startup sa totoo lang.
Talagang mahirap po.
Mahirap talaga.
Statistically ang 95% of startups fail in 5 years.
Sana hindi ako kasama noon. Well, nakakalimang taon na kami.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, 95% of the remaining 5% fail in 10 years. So ganun kaliit yung chance talaga to.
So may 5 years pa kami. Hindi, ako
sa,
naman, ako ang pinaghuhugutan.
Sa 5% pa yan, pre. Ha?
Sa 5% na kami ngayon. Ako naman ang pinaghuhugutan ko, boss. The reason why the brewery is still up and running and it's thriving is because of my grit as well.
Yeah, no.
And ang talagang pinaguhugutan ko na is the people who are still supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko na ma-explain yung pakiramdam when people commend our products.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it goes back kasi to your mission eh, di ba? Yung purpose mo sa company.
Yes.
I think na dinidiscuss din yan sa libro na Built to Last eh.
Yes.
Yan, meron kasing author si Jim Collins. I don't know kung alam niyo yung libro na yon, Built to Last, na parang nag-survey siya sa mga companies na tumagal na 50 years like sina Coca-Cola, sina IBM. Hinanap niya yung mga common traits of this ano. And one of the reasons or factors for a lasting business is yun nga, you stick to your core mission and core values. So, kung yun ang pinaghuhugutan mo ng reason and motivation to sustain the business, talagang ano eh, wala, papunta ka dun eh.
Yes, correct. Oh, actually, yan din yung isa sa mga ano ko, guilt. Hindi naman guilt, pero learnings. Hmm. No, is ang trouble kasi is coming from a sole prop to a corporation. Hmm. The values, the mission and the vision becomes diluted to a point that you, as the founder, di mo na alam kung saan direksyon ito ngayon.
Mm.
Kasi dami nang nagsasabi. Dito tayo dapat. Na dapat pala, I stood my ground.
Mm.
Kasi, we're still at the early stage eh.
Mm.
The business still needs me.
Mm.
And that reflected when I read Howard Schultz's biography of Starbucks, bumalik si Howard Schultz eh, as the CEO.
Mm.
Pinalitan niya ulit si Tim Cook yata yung naging CEO before.
Apple yun ah.
At Apple ba yun? Diba, napaghalo ko na, diba? Nabasa ko rin kasi yung buhay ni Steve Jobs eh. Basta meron siyang nilagay na CEO before and yeah, then pilitan siyang bumalik ulit. Mm. I mean, Steve Jobs actually bumalik din eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi he saw that the vision is changing and it is not serving the organization now.
Mm.
Di ba? In terms of Steve Jobs, na took over siya ni Microsoft and all eh. Di ba? Tapos yung mga nilalabas nilang products back then, harang flop. Mm. Di ba?
Pero yung si Starbucks, dumaan din talaga sa...
Yes. Same with Starbucks. Starbucks started, bumalik si Schultz because of Starbucks started offering cookies, cakes, and other stuff. Yeah. Na hindi naman ito yung core business natin.
Hindi, ang core business kasi ni Starbucks more of customer service.
Customer service, correct.
Ngayon, nung bumalik siya because na, yun nga, na-dilute na yung,
na-dilute.
Yung yes, core oo, purpose na, and na values. Parang,
nagkaroon na ng mga at nag-focus na tayo sa pagkain pero ang focus naman talaga natin is coffee and customer experience.
Yung experience. So,
yes. So, kaya nagkaroon ng barista yung Starbucks Reserve.
Right.
Kasi they tried to yung dating culture eh.
They want to innovate and parang something new na ma-stimulate yung...
Kasi even yung mga unang ginamit nila na coffee machine was designed for Starbucks.
Mm.
Talagang kung nag-hire sila ng innovator, ng mga engineer to brew their own coffee. So, yun yung realizations ko now. No? Na you as the founder, ikaw lang nakakita ng vision mo para sa kumpanya mo. Eh.
Pero yeah, si Starbucks, I think yung story niyan is ano, parang it took him like 200 rejections.
Yes, correct.
200 plus rejections ng mga CD investors bago siya nakakita ng you know, mag-invest sa kanya.
Correct.
At saka yung story niyan, dati Starbucks is a distributor ng coffee.
Yes.
Iba yung may-ari niyan.
Iba yung may-ari, yes.
Tapos pinasok niya yung retail,
yes,
yung coffee shop, cafe, ganyan. Na kinuha niya yung brand ng Starbucks. Yes. Nabasa ko na rin yung ano niyan eh. Magandang story rin yung kay Phil Knight sa Nike.
Nike, yes.
O, basahin niyo yung libro niya, yung The Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog.
Yun, dami rin hirap na pinagdaanan.
Laks yung natatandaan niyo pa lahat yan, no?
Yung si Nike kasi, when he started, ang ina-outsource niya lang kay Onitsuka, yung ano.
Ah, talaga?
Yung sapatos. Yung Japanese
so, brand. So, Onitsuka talaga siya?
Onitsuka siya dati. Lumilipad siya ng Japan para i-white label yung sapatos ni Onitsuka.
Huh? Ayun. You see, Onitsuka is good brand.
So, yun. So eventually, yun, nag-manufacture na yung sarili niya kasi nagkaroon ng problem with their partnership. Yun. So dati rin akong mahilig sa libro eh. Up to now naman, kaya lang ano eh, busy.
De, ako naman, books keep me sane eh. I mean, oh, yeah. Yan ang nag-ano sa... Ako, yung pagbabasa ng libro, na-realize ko na lang sana mahilig ako magbasa ng libro. College.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pero dati, wala, wala.
I think ako din.
Puro laro lang ako dati. Mm. Siguro, napagod na. Pagod wala na ako ibang mapaggamitan ng energy. Basa
sige,
na lang
so,
ako.
Sige, closing our episode. No? Mm. Siguro, for the young people who's aspiring to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, lahat ng mga natutunan natin, experiences, is, kumbaga, na nabura lahat ng mga documents and all evidences and experience mo as a leader. And you are on your deathbed. No? So, ano yung advice na mabibigay mo? Lalim yun. Anong advice na mabibigay mo sa anak mo or sa apo mo when it comes to leadership? Sige, let's start with you, madam.
Okay. Okay. So, ang sa akin siguro ang pinaka-importante. Kumbaga, kung gusto mo maging leader, kumbaga, kalakip niyan is yung responsibility. Kasi kung isa kang leader na wala kang path, wala kang vision, wala kang pakialam sa mga tao mo, kawawa yung mga subordinates mo.
Definitely. Oo.
So, I think that is something na dapat meron ka as a leader. Maging responsible ka. Kasi nga, totoo yung sinabi mo, Sir Ray, na tayo nagtatrabaho tayo para sa mga tao natin. Hindi sila ang nagtatrabaho para sa atin.
Basta huwag mong i-treat na robot yung mga tao mo. Di ba? Kailangan may human factor talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. Yeah. Well said, madam.
Yeah, well said, well said.
So parang ano
well
pala
said
yun,
and done. Well said and done.
Parang eh, Spider-Man pala yun. No? With great power comes with great responsibility.
Oh. Natandaan ko nga, nakalimutan ko na yun eh, pero kasama din yun sa mga manda ko.
Correct, correct.
De, ako naman, coming from experience, just do what you love to do and go for it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hindi mo naman malalaman talaga kung ano yung hawak ng kinabukasan eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ang importante, nasimulan mo.
Mm-hmm.
No? So, yun yung akin. I mean, there will always be a plan B and plan C and plan D.
Mm-hmm.
Ang pinaka-importante, nasimulan mo.
Mm-hmm.
Bahala ka na kung paano mo tatapusin.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? So, yun ang akin. Just do it.
Yung
Nike boss. Pa rin ba?
Nike. Oh, Nike.
May Spider-Man. May Nike. Oh, okay. Bahala ka na.
May Starbucks.
Okay. For me, I'll stick to my mantra ulit.
Mantra. Oh.
Mantra ulit. Na, yun, to be a good follower, to be a good leader, you must be a good follower.
Mm.
Kasi, yun na yung path na, na masusundan mo. No, and yun nga yung pinagsama-sama nating pinag-usapan kanina na it's about love pa rin. It's about love.
Mm-hmm.
How you love your people, talagang how you love the company.
Hopeless romantic talaga tong ating
soldier of love soldier natin dito.
Yeah, I'm a hopeless romantic. Yeah. So baybayin niyo yung din namin, yung mga kantahan namin. Yeah, it's about love naman talaga. How you love the company and the people around you. That will push you to be a good leader.
Right. So, yeah. Well, ako naman yun nga, just to close this, actually, hindi na tayo lalayo. So, yung natural way of, pag nag-observe ka ng mga, even yung mga animals. For example, di ba yung parang flock of birds, di ba? May pansin mo, sabay-sabay silang gumagalaw, di ba? Even yung, even yung mga buyog, bees. Yung mga bees, kasi gumagawa ng honey yan, di ba, sa isang tree. Tapos pag natapos na yung honey, for some reason, instinctively or whatever, nagmamigrate sila into another location. Ang naku-curious lang ako, paano nila sabay-sabay silang pupunta doon na as a group, 'di ba? As a team. 'Di ba somehow ano eh, I think it all boils down dun sa orchestration of your team kung paano mo nga sila mabibigyan ng same mindset. Ano? I think lahat naman tayo, pare, tama naman yung, on point naman yung mga sinasabi natin. Eh. And it's the job of the leader nga na to really align bawat isa na pag nadiderail yung isang member, kailangan mong hatakin pabalik. Kailangan mong i-realign. And if you tolerate yung mga nakikita mong issues, talagang madiderail yung ano eh, yung group mo or yung company mo. So I think yun nga, setting direction kung saan kayo papunta and always reminding them na doon kayo papunta. Sometimes sasabihin mo yan and then after 3 months, 4 months, hindi ka na maririnig ng tao mo na papunta pala kayo dun sa direction na yun. And yun nga, may transparency din kung ano talaga yung situation. Diba? So that lahat sila is mag-e-effort to help you in achieving that goal. Kasi ano eh, I really don't believe na ang motivation ng tao is just money. Ang one of their motivations is that alam nila kung may vision kung saan ka pupunta as a company. Diba? Pag you constantly reminding them, I mean, based on my experience, nag-iiba talaga yung behavior nila eh. Pag sinabi mo na doon kayo papunta eh. And yun nga, you are guiding them on, ano, parang doing their job efficiently and telling them na you're an important part of the group. Like in the band nga, kung basis ka, kailangan mong iparamdam sa kanila how important is the bass sa band. Pag drummer ka, how important is the percussion sa band. Kasi kung hindi mo sila nire-remind na ganun ka-importante, ano eh, mawawalan sila ng motivation eh. Yun, direction, motivation, motivating them constantly. And yun nga, you are moving na in uniform, may uniformity pagdating sa ano. So, that's my take on it. Alright?
Nice, yes.
Okay, so if you are a new ano viewer, don't forget to smash and the like button and click the subscribe.
Yes, and yun, before we wrap up, we would like to thank the presence of our special guest,
yes,
Lara. No? So, kung meron po, Ms. L.
Saan ka ba namin nahanapin pag gusto namin, where would you direct them? Anong bang social media, ano natin, page?
Search lang po ako sa Facebook, Veronica Lara Alcantara. Sa Instagram, Larita Ulala. Pati sa TikTok.
Sumasayaw ka ba dun sa TikTok?
Daming sayaw sa TikTok. I mean, yun. If you need the manpower. Yan po yun. Sa AIM 1, ano? Sorry, ikaw na mag-plug.
So, if you need manpower, sir, so, I'm from AIM 1 Manpower Services. So, marami naman kaming hawak na client. So, hindi ko kayo pababayaan.
Yun. So, kung kailangan nyo ng mga, nice. Mga tao, to help you and yun. Nandito yung ating leader.
Yes. And this has been What's Up?
Dre.
See you next episode.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys. Cheers.